Ventilation management. Due to its far-reaching impacts, ventilation management is an essential component of infection control efforts. Therefore, a basic understanding of the key terms, concepts, and effects of ventilation on the health of residents and HCP is required. Key point. The most important concept to remember with regard to ventilation is that, no matter the healthcare setting, the impact of ventilation on infection spread and infection control efforts is wide-reaching. A heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, HVAC, system is composed of everything included in the overall air handling system for any facility. These systems supply, filter, condition, heat, cool, humidify, or dehumidify, and exhaust air using a wide range of designs and equipment, depending on the facility's environment, characteristics, and needs. When considering HVAC systems, the first important distinction to be made is whether the system is centralized or decentralized. A centralized HVAC system uses an air handling unit, usually on the roof or in a mechanical room, to move air throughout the facility using ducts. A decentralized HVAC system typically uses individual fan coil units to bring air in from outside of the facility and mix it with recirculated air inside the room. No matter which type of system is used, there are IPC implications with regard to both indoor air quality and issues related to ventilation problems. Key point. Though HVAC systems are infrequently a source of exposures or infections caused by airborne infectious agents, there may be dire effects throughout the facility when HVAC-driven exposures or infections do happen. Microbes such as Aspergillus and M. tuberculosis may be spread via HVAC systems, thereby posing risk to individuals in the facility. Air source. Some HVAC systems are designed to supply 100% outdoor, fresh air, whereas others mix a percentage of the exhaust air, subject to code allowances, with supply air from the outdoors to save on operational costs. Diluting microbial contamination and other gases and controlling odors are the biggest reasons for using 100% outdoor air. Due to the wide variation in climates, guidelines for facilities specify design requirements, but not operational ones, for air exchanges, temperature, and humidity. This leaves the decision on how often and by what means these should be monitored to individual facilities. Air changes. Most ventilation rates for healthcare facilities are stated as air changes per hour, SEH. SEH refers to the number of times air is replaced in each room every hour, mixing in outside air to dilute microbial contamination. Ventilation guidelines are defined in terms of air volume per minute per occupant. They assume that the people in the room and their activities are responsible for most of the contaminants in the space. Supply vents are where conditioned air blows into the room, usually from the ceiling. Return vents, or exhaust, usually near the floor, pull the room air in. Ventilation rates vary with different resident care areas of a healthcare facility per CDC guidelines. The total number in resident rooms should be 6 ACH. Operating rooms require a minimum 3 ACH and a total of 15 ACH, while an airborne infection isolation room, A2R, such as for bronchoscopy, requires a minimum 2 ACH and a total of 12 ACH. Peak efficiency for particle removal in an A2R occurs between 12 and 15 ACH. Air pressurization and balancing. Air pressure balancing describes the pressure relationships with respect to the surrounding area or corridor. These relationships can be positive, excess air supply in the room, negative, air drawn into the room, or neutral. Differential pressure between two rooms prevents pathogens from entering or exiting one room and going into the other. Positive air pressure is used to keep microbial contaminants and pathogens out of rooms and for immunosuppressed residents such as those undergoing bone marrow transplantation. Positively pressurized rooms are created by pumping more air into a room than exhausting and are usually the cleanest environments in a hospital. Certain rooms, such as ORs and protective environment rooms, have mandated pressure differentials of at least 0.01-inch water gauge or 2.5 pascals. Loss of positive pressure compromises the aseptic environment within the room. Negative air pressure is used as an isolation measure to keep microbes from escaping from rooms and for residents with infectious airborne diseases, such as TB, measles, and varicella. Rooms such as A2R are negatively pressurized with respect to adjacent areas to prevent airborne contaminants, example, microbial pathogens, chemicals, from drifting to other areas. Autopsy rooms, soiled linen rooms, decontamination rooms, emergency department waiting rooms, and bathrooms are all negative to adjacent areas. Loss of negative pressure in these rooms allows unpleasant odors to migrate through the building and may promote the spread of airborne contaminants. Neutral air pressure simply refers to situations where the air pressure is the same between two adjacent rooms. Air filtration. HVAC systems use pre-filters to remove gross particulate matter, minimum efficiency 30%. Filters that are 85% to 90% efficient are placed downstream of the fans, after the pre-filters. This combination typically provides an overall filtration efficiency of roughly 95%. High-efficiency particulate air, HEPA, filtration is defined as filtration with an efficiency of 99.97% in removing particles 0.3 micron or more in size. Most airborne infectious microorganisms fall into a range of 0.3 to 5.0 microns. The American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers, ASHRAE, has introduced a system for rating filters based on the size of particle or contaminant to be filtered. This measure of minimum efficiency reporting values, MERV, uses a scale of 1 through 16. The MERV system rates filter effectiveness using the percentage of efficiency for three ranges of particulate sizes: 30 to 1.0 microns, 1.0 to 3.0 microns, and 3.0 to 10.0 microns. Filters have higher efficiencies when filtering out larger particles. Below are examples of MERV ratings and their accompanying efficiency for particles 1.0 to 3.0 microns in size: MERV 8.20%, MERV 13.85%, MERV 15.90%, MERV 16.95%. Overall effectiveness depends on multiple factors, including filter efficiency, airflow rate, size of particles, and HVAC system design. Air ventilation implications for infection prevention and control. Each of the above concepts has implications specific to IPC. Some are driven by regulatory and accrediting agencies, which base licensing and certification decisions on whether facilities meet minimum construction standards. The Facility Guidelines Institute, FGI, updates its guidelines for the design and construction of healthcare facilities every 3 to 4 years. The Joint Commission, TJC, expects organizations to assess building design and construction requirements based on local, state, and federal regulations and codes. Typically, the State Health Department licensing entity is the authority having jurisdiction, AHJ, so healthcare organizations should check the AHJ's licensing rules to determine the criteria for a facility. When state regulations are silent on particular design criteria, TJC recognizes the 2018 FGI guidelines for new construction and renovation. Key point: most jurisdictions adopt the FGI guidelines in their entirety or with some minor modifications as minimum standards for design and construction of healthcare facilities. The FGI guidelines rely heavily on input from many professional and guideline-setting organizations, such as TJC. As with other regulatory implications, it is important that the IP stays up to date on current requirements that relate to their specific facility. The various recommendations and regulations may affect specific areas of facility design, including specific HVAC components. Examples of specific items that these may affect include location of fresh air intakes in relation to exhaust outlets, combustion equipment stacks, plumbing vents, and areas that vehicular exhaust and other fumes collect. The elevation, in relation to the ground or roof level, of outdoor air intakes and exhaust outlets. The temperature, relative humidity, and filtration levels of air delivered to specific building areas. Relationships between ACH and air pressure differentials. The placement of filters and filter efficiency requirements within air handling systems. Use of ultraviolet germicidal irradiation. Commissioning, which is the process of verifying that the delivery of new construction is according to contract specifications before it is accepted by the owner. Policies that should be followed during construction and maintenance are discussed more elsewhere. Environmental monitoring. Detection and identification of certain HAIs. Example, healthcare-associated TB, single cases of aspergillosis in severely immunosuppressed residents, healthcare-associated varicella infections, may suggest HVAC malfunction. Analysis of postoperative surgical site infection rates and associated infectious agents may offer important clues to problems in the air system. Environmental monitoring may occur in the following ways. Visual monitoring. The visual monitoring of processes established for construction, renovation, or maintenance procedures is an important method for reducing the potential for infection from airborne contamination. Specifications and commissioning. Contracts should certify to an owner's satisfaction that all HVAC specifications have been met. They should include outcome criteria that use specific measures. Environmental air sampling and culturing. Sampling protocols and procedures in actual disease outbreaks are well substantiated. Routine microbiology surveillance. Use of routine microbiology sampling and culturing has not been recommended except as a part of an epidemiological investigation. There is no clear answer for initiating environmental surveillance in the absence of an actual or pending problem.